we are here with Alvaro Soler, someone well known in Italy, finally, because it's the third year for me here at TIBA Awards.
Okay.
And not so many people were so new in Italy, but
okay.
You rock this summer everywhere.
Thank you. No, I'm happy that you know that everything happened. And trying to live everything, trying to, you know, soak in all the experiences and saying thank you to everyone that I can, you know, that I possibly do to be here.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people refer like pop music, something not so important, something not so deep or meaningful. And how do you see pop music instead? Because you are a champion in it.
Champion.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, the thing is, I think there's, I mean, you can, popular music means that people are gonna hear it, and I think it's the people's choice in the end, you know, and you're not, the songs wouldn't be on the radio if people don't want to listen to them. So I think it's your choice in the end, and I mean, I'd rather, if I want to live for music, then I have to do something that people like, and otherwise I'll just play in a bar every night and try
cover
to
band.
Yes, you know, and so I think it's a choice you make. But I think, I mean, in the end, you don't think of making pop music or making, I just thought of having fun in the studio, and you know, the best thing is that if you're having fun and you're not even thinking of making that style or that style, and people like it, then it's just a blessing, you know? Yeah.
You know, you are one example about the music as breaking barrier and everything as the first cultural way to making and melting people.
I think that's a really beautiful thing. I think also, I mean, El Mismo Sol talks about that. It talks about uniting people, talks about that we're all under the same sun, and I don't know, it's a cool feeling to have, you know, to have fun with music everywhere you are. And it really, I'm so happy that, you know, everywhere I go, there's people telling me stories about the song that they, I heard a song in Sardinia this summer and it really was so cool, and then I heard it in Spain and I was so happy, and I was like, wow, you know, people are really connecting to it, and that's what makes me happy. And that's really beautiful.
You know, sometimes in Italy we had all the summer song that was kind of a lot of time a Spanish song, like, you know, Acerehe, all the, this kind of thing.
Ola Flaca.
But you are different because you have an album and then you had this hit that was quite popular in summer.
Yes,
so
thank you.
It was not...
thank you.
you know, it was not a product, but...
No, it was, of course, I always say that the single is a single for the album and not a summer hit, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't, everyone was asking me like, and how do you write a summer hit? And I was like, I don't know, you know, how should I know? And
I was writing my album and
in the end it was that. And I mean, if it, of course, it's, that song fits with summer perfectly, it's, you can't deny that, but the goal wasn't to make a summer hit. It was, of course, to do the album and try to, you know, I wanted to establish this new music and my style, and that's what I'm trying to do. And that's why I'm, you know, releasing, when we release the second single, I hope that, you know, most people see that there's more to it and there's not just one song. So I will keep fighting, yes.
Do you prefer more working in studio or making live shows?
I think I like the both, because first I like being in the studio and recording everything and having fun there and dancing and doing stupid stuff. And then if you have the song and then you get to sing it live in front of so many people, and the people sing the song, then that's like the best reward that you can have. I mean, so emotional, so cool that people give back so much when they do that, and that's just great, you know. And I like having both. I need having both, you know. So I wouldn't have just one.
You know, for us Latin people, it's more tricky making music and be successful in music, because it's not like here in north of Europe that artists have more money and more love than to do. But we are more creative, I think.
I mean, it's interesting that you say that, but I don't know if it's a reason of money, or, you know, I think it's just a reason of it's a point where you just, you know, put everything you have in it. And I didn't have any money when I was writing the album, and you know, I was living at home, I was doing crappy jobs, and I said, I'm just gonna try it. So you don't need money to, you don't need it. You just need to have, I don't know, a bit of luck, maybe some cool contacts and people that can help you, and you know, and hard work. I think if you don't work hard, then it's nothing's gonna happen. That's like the basis of everything. And if everyone in their team works hard, then together they're stronger, and that's the thing.
What are your plans for the upcoming year? Maybe another record in the end of the year?
Yes, no. At the beginning of the year.
Really?
Well,
it's
like
so quick.
Before summer, a new song, not a new album, but and then let's see how it goes, and we'll keep on doing, keep on rocking.
Yeah, or Spanish name in the north of Europe, maybe.
It's let's see. We're gonna. I think it's gonna be cool. I'm not gonna say anything else. It's gonna be a surprise.
Thank you so much.
Yes.